Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, new process for dealing with the legacy of the Troubles is being described as historic by the UK and Irish governments. Independent hopefuls have been addressing more local councils today as they bid to win support in the presidential election. A delegation from St Union's College in Letterkenny today met with Education Minister Helen McEntee to outline the urgent need for a new school building. And the Department of Justice in Northern Ireland has quashed claims of animal neglect in McGilligan Prison in County Derry. These stories and full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will have the latest in sport from 5:15. August Tuition and Nuked like Colm Ferriter. To start news, a new process for dealing with the legacy of the Troubles is being described as historic by the UK and Irish governments. The joint framework was announced this afternoon after months of talks between the two sides. Jessica Woodlock reports from Hillsborough Castle.
Today's agreement will see the complete overhaul of many of the elements of the controversial Legacy Act. A new Legacy Commission will have responsibility for carrying out investigations and it will have power set in legislation. All provisions relating to an amnesty will be removed and civil actions that were paused will be allowed to resume. Northern Ireland Secretary of State Hilary Benn says it's clear the 2023 bill did not work.
It has been roundly rejected by almost all parts of the community here, and that is no basis for making progress.
On the Irish side, there will be a new unit set up within the Gardaí by the end of the year to deal with Troubles-related inquiries. Taoiseach Simon Harris says this deal represents a night and day difference from what was there before.
I've heard over and over again that no one wants their children and grandchildren to live with trauma and pain for another generation. Today's package gives us the chance to end that cycle.
The focus now will be to rebuild trust in the legacy process and see if this new framework does provide answers for families. Jessica Woodlock, Hillsborough Castle, County Down.
Gareth Sheridan has failed to secure a nomination from Carlow County Council in a bid to get him on the ballot for the presidential election. He already has two of the four required council nominations, but will need additional support from other local authorities to qualify as a candidate. As a result, from the other councils will determine whether Sheridan can still make it onto the ballot. Meanwhile, Marie Steen was among others seeking support today from local councils. Editor of the Business Post, Daniel McConnell, says her chances can't be ruled out just yet.
She is still hoping, maybe beyond hope at this stage, that she might secure the four council nominations as well. But she is seen as a potential game changer, in inverted commas, were she to get into the election, because she could be one who could really take an awful lot of votes off Heather Humphreys on the right. That Conservative vote could easily damage Fine Gael.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin are to announce their presidential nominee tomorrow. Party leader Mary Lou MacDonald promised a game changer when they announce their decision. GAA President Jarlath Burns has been touted as a potential candidate, but he has indicated he will not contest the election. Much of the speculation is now centred on Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty because of a comment from leader Mary Lou MacDonald that their candidate can speak Irish. A delegation from St Union's College in Letterkenny today met with Education Minister Helen McEntee to outline the urgent need for a new school building. In a statement, they say St Union's College is proud of its history and of the students who continue to lead the call for progress. The meeting was also attended by Minister Charlie McConlogue, Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher and Senator Nicky Bradley. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Principal Damien McCrory detailed the extensive efforts undertaken by the school to secure planning for an extension, pointing out that the school has been on the Adapt 2 programme for some time. Teacher Ronan McCall spoke of the challenges caused by the lack of practical rooms. He pointed out the school was commended on the success of two students who achieved the joint best construction studies grades in the country in the 2024 Leaving Certificate, despite the lack of facilities. Speaking on behalf of students, teacher Dawn Costello, representing the student voice, emphasised that the students are the largest stakeholders in the school community, and since 2013, the Student Council has campaigned tirelessly, demonstrating ownership, leadership and resilience. Their voices, she told the minister, must not continue to go unheard. The statement concludes the delegation hopes that today marks an important step toward delivering a building that matches St Union's potential.
Well, Mulroy College in Milford has opened a new STEM lab and makerspace. The facility, equipped with 3D printers, robotic kits, laser cutters, are designed to inspire hands-on learning in science, technology, engineering and maths. Mally Ireland, which has operations in County Donegal, funded the project and will be offering mentoring. The school also launched a new website during the opening event earlier today. Principal Fiona Temple says this will equip students for a world which is constantly evolving.
Within the STEM lab and the makerspace, we have significant equipment that is really going to impact their learning, from 3D printers to electronic kits, vinyl cutters, laser cutters, and smart devices, smart home kits, smart agricultural kits, and smart health kits. A lot of coding is coming into the school over the next coming years, and we really want to build this from the ground up. We have been in partnership with Mary for quite a number of years, and we're very, very lucky to have such a global industry on our doorstep.
As you said, a lot of this stuff is cutting edge. I mean, 10 years ago, you would have been giving out the plot of a science fiction novel. From that point of view, your students are going to be looking toward college, they're going to be looking toward going into the workforce, and this practical experience combined with the education they're receiving at Mulroy, that's going to put them in prime position once they leave Mulroy and they go out into the world.
Yeah, and it's really well, Donal, and like as I was saying to students today, you know, we're preparing them for opportunities that we don't even know of yet, opportunities that we're not even sure of, because the world is changing so much and we really have to ensure that our young people have the skills that are necessary. And we really do feel that the students of Mulroy College will be better equipped and have a better skill set to take on everything that that world of work is going to provide for them.
The Department of Justice in Northern Ireland has quashed claims of animal neglect in McGilligan Prison in County Derry. Claims were made regarding inadequate care, unsuitable housing, inappropriate handling and a lack of transparency into the origins of their on-site support dog. A welfare check was then carried out by officers from Mid and East Antrim Borough Council, which found Bailey to be in excellent health. A spokesperson from the Department of Justice says it was disappointing that these claims were repeated without verification and that the prison service takes its duty of care for animals' safety and well-being very seriously. A new major centre using artificial intelligence to improve weather forecasting has been launched in Dublin. The Aimshear Centre at UCD will focus on strengthening Ireland's preparedness for future weather modelling. Kyle Butler has this report.
The project is being led by MetEireann with support from University College Dublin. Dr. Alan Halley is MetEireann's AI scientific lead.
So this is a collaboration between ourselves and MetEireann and University College Dublin. So we've granted UCD €5 million over 5 years to set up this centre.
The centre will also train the next generation of climate and AI experts, including 20 PhD students in its first years. Minister for Further and Higher Education James Lawless was present at the event today.
Delighted to be here launching the new Aimshear, and that's a pun on the Irish word for weather, but also the AI, the I, and the Aimshear. What this is about is a cross-disciplinary research team, including meteorologists, climatologists, data scientists, supercomputing, artificial intelligence, all the areas in which UCD has centres of excellence already.
And if the new technology can't keep the rain away, at least it might help us know when to pack the umbrella.
Plans for the Mount Marion area of Milford incorporating a town park and community hub building are now open for public consultation. Plans are available to view on the council offices in Milford and Letterkenny as well as online. Councillor Declan Meehan says it's an important opportunity for people to have their say, and once planning is in place, an application can be made for funding.
This is an outworking from the Milford Town Centre First Plan, which was concluded in Milford back in 2023. We need to have planning permission in place, and this is part of the planning process. And then once that's in place, we'll be able to, as a council, apply for funding to make the Milford Town Park a reality.
How much scope is there for changes to the plan based on what comes out of this public consultation?
There has been a lot of public consultation already. There was a stakeholders group that has included members of community organisations, residents associations and sports clubs. So this plan shouldn't come as much of a shock to people, obviously, and people will be very happy, I'm sure, to see it. There is scope for changes, absolutely, and certainly for any valid feedback or constructive criticism that members of the public bring forward, I will certainly be working with them to ensure that those changes are made.
Do you have a timeline in your mind as to when we can actually see progress on the park and the associated community hub actually being developed and coming to fruition?
Securing funding for regeneration projects like this, obviously, is the big challenge. And we have a number of shovel-ready projects across Donegal to go for that capital funding from the department. But Milford will join the queue now once this planning is in place. So look, you're not talking in the next year or two, certainly not, but you would hope that we would have been with a fighting shout of securing the funding within the next 2 years and for capital works to begin shortly after that. But it's hard to predict.
The Tuath Nua project in Carndonagh is set to go ahead after pre-tender approval was announced by Minister Dara Cleary this morning. The regeneration plans have been in motion for quite a number of years now, with €9.6 million allocated to deliver a new multi-use hub. However, it was delayed by planning issues, which have now been resolved by An Cumhaisin Pleanála. Minister Charlie McConnell is hopeful we'll see significant progress in the coming months.
This is a €10 million project being led by Donegal County Council with just under €9 million of funding from the Department of Rural Development. We'll see the development of a co-working space and also of creative lab space as well in Carndonagh, and significant regeneration of the old McDonough building in the town. Unfortunately, we'd seen some planning delays, but subsequent to the An Bord Pleanála issuing planning permission, the Department of Rural Development has now given the approval to move ahead to construction tender stage, which I know the council plan to do now over the next couple of months. So it's a really important step forward for Carndonagh, and particularly for a project that's going to have a really, really big impact in the town and North and East Shore.
You're hopeful now that following those hiccups, that this pretender approval will allow the process move smoothly, and we will see this go to construction without any more undue delays.
I think everything is now in place. Obviously, the planning was a significant delay, and it had to go to An Bord Pleanála, but that has now been resolved. And so now this particular stage means that the tender for construction can be issued, and then that can take its course in terms of it moving on, and ultimately a construction company being approved for works then after that.
It's 12 minutes past five. We'll have sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with athletics. Kate O'Connor is in the silver medal position after four events in the heptathlon at the World Championships in Tokyo. Personal bests in the 200 and 100 metres. Along with the high jump, sees the Dundalk athletes at second in the standings. Just ahead of a two-time world champion, Katrina Johnson-Thompson. O'Connor will continue her campaign tomorrow. Earlier, Brian Fay, Andrew Coscorin and Dara McElhinney missed out on semi-final spots in the 5,000 metres. On the football front, Shamrock Rovers bid to win. The double continues tonight when they go to Cork City in the Premier Division. The Hoops are 7 points clear at the summit, with City fighting for survival at the bottom. Derry City host the reigning champion Shelburne, with both teams, of course, targeting European qualification. St Pat's welcome Galway United to Richmond Park. Sligo Rovers take on Drogheda United, and Bohemians face Waterford. We're also into the business end of the season in the First Division, and Fun Harps have 6 matches left as they bid to try and finish in the final playoff position, which looks to be between them and Treaty United. Harps are 3 points adrift off the Limerick side, but do have a game in hand. This evening, Kevin McHugh's team will make the trip to Wicklow to face third place Bray Wanderers. That starts at 7:45, and we will have live regular updates here on Highland tonight from that game with Chris Ashmore. Harps are 5 games unbeaten in the league, and former manager at the Balbuffet side, Anthony Gorman, feels they're now in a good place to chase down that final playoff spot.
The one thing about Harps this season, and I think it's a credit to how they've been set up, is that they've always been competitive in the games they've played. Even the games they've lost, by the odd goal. You know, they've taken no real tankings. The players that they signed in the summertime have really made a big impact on their season. So I think the club now are set up, and they'll be prepared to, you know, for the playoffs and to go in and try and make a challenge then for the playoff for the Premier Division.
Elsewhere tonight, Treaty United face Athlone Town, UCD entertain Kerry and Wexford host Cove Ramblers. In the Irish League Premiership, third place Coleraine host the leaders Linfield, or Glentoran, excuse me, while Portadown take on Bangor. Both of those games start at 7.45. And in the Championship cross channel, Middlesbrough face West Bromwich Albion. That one starts at 8. The Republic of Ireland will be without Robbie Brady for the rest of the World Cup qualifying campaign. The left-back has undergone surgery on a calf injury and missed the opening games against Hungary and Armenia. Ex-Republic of Ireland women's manager Eileen Gleeson has reportedly been requested to attend an Oireachtas hearing with the FAI next week. The Oireachtas Sports Committee will discuss the association's recent handling of safeguarding matters. Earlier this month, it was reported that Gleeson is set to take legal action against the association over allegations of discrimination. In Gaelic Games, the GAA president, Jarlath Burns, has firmly ruled out himself of running for the presidency. Speculation in recent days had linked Burns as a potential Sinn Féin candidate, with leader Mary Lou McDonald set to announce their intentions this weekend. But the former Armagh footballer says he has no intention of running for the Oireachtas in this campaign. It's another big weekend of championship action right here in Donegal, with semi-finals in the Michael Murphy Sports Intermediate Football Championship, where there are four quarter-finals in the Senior Championship, and there will be coverage of those ties on Highland throughout the weekend on air and online at highlandradio.com. This evening, there are two C Football Championship semi-finals, with St Union's taking on Neve Connell and McCool's are in action against Four Masters. While in Tyrone, it's Intermediate Championship tonight. Eglish will meet Lake Patrick at 8.30, while the earlier start of 7.30 will see the meeting of Cookstown and Aughar. Now to Australian rules. Irish duo Oisin Mullen and Mark O'Connor are set to play in the AFL Grand Final next week. They were both part of the Geelong Cats team that overcame the Hawthorns 115-85 in today's preliminary final at the MCG. Kerrius O'Connor was a premiership winner with the Cats in 2022, but it will be a first Grand Final for Mayo's Mullen. Ireland's second T20 cricket international against England has been abandoned due to consistent wet conditions in Malahide. England won the first meeting between the sides by 4 wickets on Wednesday. Ireland will bid to level the series in Game 3 this coming Sunday. While in rugby, the first of the semi-finals at the Women's World Cup is down for a decision in Bristol this evening. Defending champions New Zealand take on Canada for a place in next week's sold-out final at Twickenham. Kick-off at Ashton Gate is at 7 o'clock. And that's your sport for the moment here in Highland. Don't forget, updates tonight, Bray Wanderers against Fun Harps on Highland with Chris Ashmore. The first of those will be just after the 8 o'clock news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Ashley Nuggesnish. And Nuked Lake Holm Ferter.
Ferter and Shaw. Being kid, Agoj Nashanta, Carta, or son Arjanga, Lebres Chugas Jai Miliana. Shulamara, an fihudula, den vi mananohur, o Karnog Parnell, guji cha lion, tagan an agucha, an ye blienta de galtanish vrishja, no nyavko lienta, agus gunever ha asnava, kontaku lenerjanga, agus leshen gieltert. Tabosana foil o acha ha ariha, da dini abuelo for frastel, an agoj carta. Fwaki bus a wine and crano gingi door ega hock the clog majin amora, stashila stopu egafig lecher kennen, ermajin, eravala guji ab kyon scriba, priv kahert, nichira, ternona amora. Bean ela dornsen air, shul erasheo las fee, guji an arta las fee, dan visha, dan darn of lian and yea fela, Hubble and almost done Sar Crail Tour. Ronan Mackey Wee, it's Tansiv Ajurin Bio, because take a year file on. Because Bay Cat Namani, a ractal Rishdom Yana, Comortus Ardan, the Vani Nua, the Dush and the Mora, and Priv Dush to Hodge Yavili Euros and Arav, because Gaholus, Erhiv, Nafela, Fui, Nahemati, Gulier. To Glor Nagail, a torch, Takiat Aragadish. Da art was a cooig full common luchlas gael, harter and cheer, mar chodge den skim jauntish on durat, Joseph McDonagh, branu na jauntish clubbana, contacu lo cur le husage na changa, hart clubbana saku. Augusta emakti galior fogurha, eglinur lecher kennen, la haya nohur, la rangan a gaelige, da rini fueste, da augusta scholarly bonscola, august darn, scholarly darn a level, augusta si de toshard erin darn a la is fee, den vi shot sin jaloon big shot atal the chart cuz ta hemak tu chaili agus okaji social ta ella a agru egen lien rafasta ga olus eglin lc bank ie shin mahodsha eligolier slan agus banakt.
Thanks, Colm. A Donegal councillor says there's evidence that the far right is beginning to train militarily, and that's a very concerning prospect. Councillor Micheál Colm McGilla Asbug says there's no doubt that threat levels are rising against politicians and others, and is particularly concerned about after last night's prime time showed how easy it is to obtain detailed personal information through mobile data gathering. He says this is an issue which Gardaí need to take very seriously. Councillor McGilla Asbug believes some members of the working class are being manipulated by the elite into believing that their interests lie in supporting the far right, and that's a political perspective that he wants to challenge.
There is threats out there. The guards will not talk about this on radio, about any individual cases. There's threats right across the 26 counties, also within our own county. There are threats, and these threats need to be taken very, very, very serious. There is quite a lot of talk that the far right are now military training right across different parts of the country. The only thing I would like to say is look, there is no threat to anybody by being respectful and having discussions. I get, on a very regular basis, threats without shadow of a doubt. But I do try to, and I know ones give out to me about this, but I try to engage them, to break it down, because the working class are not my enemy. The enemy of the working class is clearly the very elite and capitalism, and we should not be divided. I do think that it is important that the working class organises. We need to find an economic model that suits all of us.
Minimum wage workers are set to receive a pay rise in January. The Low Pay Commission is expected to recommend a 5% increase to the minimum wage. It's currently set to €13.50 an hour, and this could increase by 65 cents to €14.15 an hour next year. Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, says the increase will have a negative impact on customers and staff.
My members across the state absorbing this information, they're going to say, okay, next year, all my staff is going to be looking for a 5% increase in their wages. How am I going to factor that in? What do I do? Do I pass it on to the consumer? Consumer isn't able to take any more. I'm going to have to look at cutting hours.
Meanwhile, there's a warning that there could be another energy cost crisis. Today, SSE Airtricity became the latest energy company to raise its prices for the second time this year. It means electricity users will see their costs rise by 9.5% from next month, while gas customers will not be affected. Having a look now to the weather forecast, dry for the rest of today with bright or sunny spells. Light to moderate southwest winds will be fresher at times near the west coast. To conclude this evening's news, have a look back at the headlines. A new process for dealing with the legacy of the Troubles is being described as historic by the UK and Irish governments. Independent hopefuls have been addressing more local council today in their bid to win support in the presidential election. A delegation from St Julian's College in Letterkenny today went with Education Minister Helen McEntee to outline the urgent need for a new school building, and the Department of Justice in Northern Ireland has quashed claims of animal neglect in McGilligan Prison in County Derry. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with more at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 19th of September. The death has taken place of Father Michael Keaveney, formerly of Moville, St Columb's College, and the parishes of Gallia, Oma and Killigordon, latterly of Fawn Vale Parish, County Derry. Father Michael's remains will arrive at Star of the Sea Church, Fawn Vale, this evening at approximately 6:15 for reception prayers. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to his niece Dr Lucy White's home at 2 Church Terrace, Moville. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by interment in Ballybrack Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Mary Sawyer, St Murris, McCarran's Lane, Lisfannan. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:45, going to St Murris Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Nancy Gallagher, Mina Grubby, Atlantis. Her remains are en route to her daughter Bree Gallagher's home at 53 Admiran Park, Stranorlar. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Edeninfa, Glenties, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 8. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Renal Dialysis Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Raymond Martin, 19 Sean Road, Sion Mills. Service of thanksgiving in his late home on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Ardstraw New Cemetery. House private, please, with everyone welcome to attend the service on Sunday. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Marie Curie Supporter Relations, care of Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has occurred of Bernard Dowds, Glenfinn Street, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. Removal at 4:30 tomorrow to arrive at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar at 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11. Interment in Stranorlar Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice at idonate.ie or care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Vera McElhinney, née Canning, Market Street, Rathmullen, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by burial in Rathmullen Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Breast Cancer Ireland, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.